It can be tough to get people involved in local issues. Keystone Crossroads Kate Lau Schaffner reports a Penn State research group is piloting a new project in State College that's meant to get residents to weigh in on local decision-making. They're making the bet that citizens would be more willing to participate if they can do it online.
What stops people from being engaged in your community? Perhaps council meetings aren't held at convenient times, or people feel like they don't know enough about local issues, or maybe they just don't think they can make a difference. Penn State's College of Information Sciences and Technology is working with the State College Borough to break down those barriers through something they're calling the Geo-Deliberation Project.
We're so glad that you both make it.
The week-long project starts off like a typical community meeting. Chairs are set up around a conference room in the municipal building. Jess Krupczynski, who's heading up the project, gets the ball rolling.
I thought maybe we could start out by just introducing ourselves to one another. So if you could share your name and maybe...
Okay, so far that doesn't sound particularly new or innovative. But actually, this in-person meeting is just an introduction to the project, which primarily takes place online. For the next week, the eight participants are asked to log onto a website every day to learn about and deliberate over a community issue. In this pilot run, the question is whether or not the borough should install security cameras in the Highlands neighborhood. The project is adapted from the Oregon Citizens Initiative Review, which brings a random sampling of community members together to deliberate a ballot initiative. Krupczynski says it's kind of like jury duty, except instead of deciding whether someone is innocent or guilty, it's a community issue that's on trial. But again, the twist in State College is that the deliberative process is done primarily online.
The goal is to kind of use technology to scale up citizen participation in community politics.
That's Gore Tsai, one of the principal investigators of the project, which is funded by the National Science Foundation. His co-investigator, John Carroll, adds it's not so much about reinventing the wheel. It's about bringing together already existing technology, like online markup systems, interactive maps, and discussion forums.
No one has put all of these pieces together into a collaborative system. We think it could make democratic participation more accessible, more available to more greater number of people.
So what does this look like in action?
Hello.
Gary Miller lives in a white stucco house within walking distance to downtown State College.
Why don't we go in here?
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Okay.
Miller's laptop is set up facing a window in a study lined with bookshelves, certainly a cozier spot than the municipal conference room. He clicks on the website.
Called Geo Deliberator. And it essentially has three sections to it.
Participants are asked to go through expert testimony and data evidence, post questions forum style, and highlight the most important facts. The idea is, after the week is over, they'll write up a summary of the issue together, including the pros and cons, which will then be passed out to their neighbors and local leaders. Miller's logged in 2 to 3 times a day, whenever it's convenient. He says the flexibility is a huge benefit. And this goal of getting new community members involved in civic issues? Well, it's worked for Miller, who moved into the neighborhood only 3 years ago. Would you consider yourself an active member of the community?
No.
But, he says, being part of the Geo-Deliberation Project might change that.
That's making me more likely to want to participate in the future.
A week after that first meeting, the participants return to the same conference room to finalize their citizen statement. Spoiler alert, at the end of the meeting, 6 voted in favor of installing security cameras in their neighborhood, and 2 voted against. It's clear there are still kinks in the system. Some are frustrated by the limitations of the web interface, and others say they wish they had more time to go through the process. And it's worth noting that even though this project is meant to get rid of barriers to civic engagement, there's still the challenge of getting people to take part. But there's optimism that even though it might need some work, the project has big potential. One participant, Alex Weicker, weighs in.
With improvement and a little tweaking, this type of process could probably be expanded to other areas. This is a great way for a wide range of people to participate on discussing issues and building consensus.
The Geo-Deliberation team plans to roll out 4 or 5 more pilot projects in State College in the coming months, with the intention of seeing whether the process can become a permanent part of borough decision-making. And beyond that, the team hopes the model can be adapted for use in communities across the country. Kate Lau Schaffner, Keystone Crossroads.